SBS Filipino.
Nagbabalik para sa Living La Vida Imelda dito sa Melbourne si Carlos Seldran. Magandang araw, Carlos.
Hello, magandang araw. Kumusta kayong lahat?
Huli kang nandito, dinala mo Intramuros sa Castlemaine.
Yes, but now I'm going to be Melbourne-based. Over at High Street at the Thornbury Theater. I'm doing the second part of that, which is Living La Vida Imelda.
Si Imelda. So, ano ang naging fascination mo at nabuo mo ang kwentong ito?
The performance first started out as a walking tour of architecture. Yung architecture ni Leandro Luxin, yung national artist natin. He designed the CCP, Cultural Center. He designed the Philippine International Convention Center, Folk Arts Theater. A lot of buildings of national importance were designed by this man, kaya national artist. And then the more I researched on the building, the more I researched on the history of the 1970s, and this big hair just came out of the story. And this big hair was called Imelda Marcos. So it's not really more of a fascination of her itself, nor is it a performance that excuses the Marcoses from history or praises the Marcoses from history. I like to just sort of explain how this woman was able to rise up to power considering the conditions of the 1970s.
Madami nga nagtanong sa akin, yung programa ba niya o yung show ba niya? Pro Imelda ba yan?
Or anti-Imelda ba yan? Ikaw mag-decide. What I like to do is to present both sides of history.
Yung nakita ko nung pinanood kita sa una mong bisita sa Melbourne, parang dinala mo ko nung childhood ko, nung kabataan ko. Kasi yun yung doon nagsimula yung mga PICC, doon nagsimula yung Folk Arts Theater. So pagsalaysay mo, parang nabalik mo ko sa childhood days ko na.
Oo, napaka-nostalgic talaga yung performance, I have to admit. We have disco music, we talk about places like Stargazer, Folk Arts Theater. There's a lot of references to, of course naman, the new society, yung bagong lipunan. But mas importante, we try to also put them in the context of this thing called the Cold War. And that was very much a part of our childhood. The big enemy in our childhood, remember, was communism versus democracy. USSR versus the United States. So the performance shows our position within those two.
At sa pagsasaliksik mo sa mga bagay-bagay na ito, meron ka bang natuklasan tungkol sa sarili mo na hindi mo alam bago mo ginawa yung Living La Vida, Imelda?
Oh naman, all of my performances are from personal experiences. So, ito rin, yung Living La Vida Imelda, katulad lang Intramuros Tour, is a reflection of my own personal opinion and my own personal understanding of history. Lahat ng history naman ay biased. There's no such thing as unbiased information. And that's a sad fact. But also, the thing is, more importantly, huwag mong sabihin biased. You have to understand all sides of the story before making a decision. You should never dismiss information or accept information only from one source.
At yung pagsasalaysay mo ng kwentong ito, tinakda siya para sa maliit na audience, hindi ba?
Oo, napaka-intimate ang performance. Kasi it's set in a disco. It's set in a disco that is also kind of my own bedroom and my own mind. So it's this really special place. It's parang you walk into my brain. And that brain is set to a disco beat.
Kung naghahanda ka ba para sa isang performance, meron ka bang ginagawa para ma-hype yung mood mo, yung atmosphere?
Of course. Salabat, number one. Two, meditation. Three, vocalization. Because more than it being a performance, it's very personal. So I really have to be in a good mind space for me to convey the message sincerely and, more importantly, professionally.
Nadala mo siya sa New York.
Yes, so this performance went from being in Manila sa talagang walking tour of the CCP complex. May kasamang jeepney pa. And then I turned it into a performance that premiered in Toronto under Kapisanan, a Filipino Arts and Culture Agency, and then came back to Manila. It premiered in Manila at the Silver Lens Gallery. And then it went to New York, sa 42nd Street, off-Broadway ako, at the Claremont Theater.
So ano yung mga hindi mo malilimutang reaction ng mga audience sa'yo?
Oh, the audience is always, they say it's a balanced picture. But more importantly, they're happy that it made them rethink what they went through in the 1970s. Because a lot of problems with things like martial law or things like World War II, or things even like Philippine-American War and the Katipunan. We don't remember our own history. And sometimes we even forget to teach our children history. And that's what the Philippines is, repeating history over and over again. So in Intramuros tour, a lot of people are surprised, like, oh, I never knew that about Douglas MacArthur. Oh, I never knew this about the Japanese occupation. Same way with the Imelda performance. Oh, I never knew this about martial law. I never knew this about the Cold War. So basically, I just want to teach Filipinos, not my own side of history, but to just go out and remember history, period. Do it on your own. Make your own, form your own opinion. But just don't be ignorant.
Yung isa sa mga binalik mo sa akin nung pinapanood ko yung palabas mo ay, para ako naging bata muli dahil parang pinapakinggan ko yung sa pagkainan, sa lamesa. Oh. Pag nagkakwentuhan yung mga mami mo, daddy mo, yung mga
tito-tito. Chismis.
Madaming mga juicy. Tapos, narinig ko yun, ah. Sinabi yun dati nung sa mga...
Oh, I remember the querida of minister, so forth and so on. I remember President Marcos's XX, blah, 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 blah. You know, chismis is sometimes history. Right? So, the thing is about chismis, sometimes it is mistaken as history. Now we have a problem like that. It's called fake news. Sometimes we forget to verify our sources of information. We just choose to believe what is more exciting for us, and more importantly, what is more convenient for us. So, this performance is also a chismis fest from the 1970s. And it'll probably test your memory.
Yun yung nakakatawa kasi nung 1970s, yung chismis, parang wala kang paraan para ma-verify mo. Nung bata ka, hindi ba?
Oh,
parang...
Because there's this thing called martial law. And when you suppress freedom of speech, when you try to think that information is something that could be, that must be controlled by a higher body, close down the radio station, you close down newspapers. When you do that, you give chismis power. All of a sudden, the only information you get is the information that is most convenient to you. So, you use chismis to destroy people. Katulad ngayon sa bansa, you can see chismis is trying to tear down some very important people up there and socialites. But a lot of it is trying to, you know, do not suppress freedom of speech, because freedom of speech is the only way that you can get to this thing called the truth. And when you suppress freedom of speech, chismis is king.
Napanood na ba ni Imelda o ng mga Marcos ang...
Yes, I'm one of the daughters and one of the daughter-in-laws watched. I won't tell you which particular one, but I'm sure they've heard worse. And they probably heard worse from somebody who's closer to them than me. So I don't think I'm betraying them at all.
Nagkita na ba kayo ni
of course,
Mrs. Marcos?
Who doesn't see Imelda Marcos? I see you see Imelda in the supermarket, you see Imelda in the mall, you see Imelda...
Anong reaction niya nung nagkita kayo?
Oh, she doesn't remember me at all. She probably looks at me and says, like, not even who's that, but she'll say, what's that?
So, Living La Vida Imelda?
Yes, Living La Vida Imelda, August 11 and 12. That's Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. So, Thornbury Theater on High Street. Come one, come all. Let's all make chismes. It'll be a good show.
Maraming salamat, Carlos Eldran.
Thank you.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.